Okay, hello, ladies, and welcome, welcome, welcome to our heart-centered Healing the Heart of Woman intensive. We are going to meet every Wednesday, except for next week. It'll be on Thursday. I have an appointment that Wednesday. But our time together will be every Wednesday at 9 p.m. on this particular number. I got a whole new frequency, a whole different number for this particular 8 weeks that we're going to be together talking about the heart and what love is in its different forms and how it, of course, pertains to Black women and how we can kind of find some healing. And we're going to talk about healing because that is not what a lot of people probably perceive it is for us specifically as women, but especially as Black women, because we don't really have a lot of sound outlets. There's a lot of outlets out here, a lot of people that tell you to do this. One of the main healing of the heart modalities is to forgive, but we all know that that doesn't work. The only way that it works, and I've taught on this before, is for you to find forgiveness in yourself, and that's what we're going to talk about, you know, today. But outside of that, forgiving the person that mistreated you is just not going to work. You're basically saying that the person does not have to pay any form of restitution, and you deserve to be in that deficit seat based on whatever that person took from you, whether it's something physically, financially, whether it's something psychologically or something emotionally. And you all know that I'm just too dark to co-sign on any idea of, quote-unquote, forgiveness. Unless it's, of course, forgiveness of yourself. You can only forgive them if they show remorse in the form of restitution. If they do not show remorse in the form of restitution, then there should be no forgiveness. And one of the reasons we still stay stuck in the area of healing is because we keep putting our time and attention in trying to forgive other people, trying to understand why people did the things that they did so that you can find some closure, you can find some peace. On the darker side, I don't teach that at all. I just I do promote you letting it go, but it has nothing to do with whether you understand the person or not. You end up gaining understanding the more and more you study the darker side and more you start asking the right questions, i.e. that book of power, quantum power question that I've told people to get for years. So you start understanding more. And if you also start studying more about what masculinity is, what men are, what people are, on their shadow side, what trauma does to people, this is just psychology and how trauma affects the brain, things that we are supposed to be studying anyway as dark goddesses, as those that decide to walk the path of the shadow so that we can heal our own shadow, but also understand the shadow of others, that just comes with time. That comes with you continuing to cultivate yourself. So there's no healing in the form of destination based thinking. Well, he did this because of that, so now I have some form of healing. No, it has nothing to do with that. That right there is just for your own learning. Your healing comes in when you can let it go, because the truth of the matter is that people are people, and they're going to do what they feel is going to protect them 9 times out of 10. So when you know that people cannot give you what they don't have. And when you know that, you can let it go, because you can't expect, i.e., the seed of love to grow when it has been cultivated and nurtured in soil that is connected to low self-esteem or self-loathing or rejection and abandonment. None of that stuff works. And that's what we believe. We really believe that. We believe that because we're a certain way and we've overcome certain things, that other people are the same way and that they're going to overcome too. No, it doesn't work that way. We ended up overcoming because, why, ladies? We went back and tilled the soil. A lot of men, a lot of people that hurt you, even if it's other women, they're not going to go back and till the soil. They're not going to do that. They're just going to keep trying to water it and put stuff over it and over and over it and cover it and make a pretty, quote-unquote, floral arrangement or take a dark canvas of a picture and bring it into to life by bringing other colors, but they're not going to, you know, do the work in the darkness of the canvas or do the work in the darkness of the soul and say, I'm getting ready to uproot this whole damn plant and let's start over. So they're not going to do that. So when you know that, and that's just basic earth chakra principle, that you get from something what it is. If, you know, also in the witchcraft side, the law of multiplication, things multiply unto their likeness. So because of that, you know that they cannot be anything other than what they are. Everything else is illusion. Everything else is pretense. Everything else is glamour. And that's when you find the healing, because you're like, oh, no, honey, I was tricked. You're not like this at all. And then you can move on, because it's not about understanding. You, like I said, you get that later, but your healing is not in any type of way connected to or predicated upon you understanding why someone mistreat you. Forget that. They mistreated themselves. So they can't do anything else but mistreat other people. They can't. So there's a lot of stuff out here that is pushing that forgiveness mess, and I will never push it. Again, like I said, unless it's the forgiveness of yourself and just the complete acceptance of this happened, this is what it was, and that's just what it is. And then, of course, you making another choice and deciding to live another life and then choosing to break character and have another experience for yourself. And we truly can do it, ladies, because I know if I did it, then anybody can do it. It just takes cultivation. And the first thing first is the cultivation of the mind. You really got to be a witch to do this, ladies. This is why, again, the light workers cannot bring any true healing, because if you're talking about healing the shadow side, then you got to go into it. You got to go into that hurt and that pain and that rejection. You got to go into it. And a lot of us don't want to sit with ourselves. I have mentees that I, you know, talk to every week. And even they resist going into themselves. I do want to applaud them because, yeah, I am a nice person, but honey, when I go into mentee zone, I'm not that nice. I'm going to push them and push them and push them. When I get in like the zone with certain people in intensive, like I'm going to push y'all. I'm going to push. I'm going to push. There's certain things that I can say in a like my little group or my mana group, but those are not intensive groups. Those are not groups that we're going to really look at this stuff and, you know, see what this thing is. So me being able to do it more in an intensive and more talking to people one-on-one, I can kind of push them a little bit more to push past their resistance, because a lot of them, and I see it with what you all talk about, what you all type, what you all don't respond to, but you like. I know when the resistance is there. I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this teaching thing a long time. And I have a spirit of discernment. So I can tell. And I know, again, that it takes time. But, you know, I got to push, because life pushed me. Nobody held my hand. They said, you know what, ain't nobody coming to save your black ass, your black female ass. You're going to have to become the savior of yourself. And I can feel when I tell women that they're not special, their vagina isn't special, that no one is coming to save them, I can feel the pushback. I can feel the pushback. Y'all still, some of you all, still want to believe that everything that you're learning doesn't pertain to you. And until you get out of that ego-based, fantasy-based thinking, you're going to see that you're not going to do anything but draw into yourself what people call attract, what witches call correspond. You're going to keep seeing yourself in the same cycle, and things are going to look good, and then the bottom is going to fall out. So, I mean, I just didn't let you make your own choice. I'm going to help you and be there for you and support you while you're pushing through it. But when stuff falls down, you know, I'm sorry, I got to let you just sit in that for a little bit, because you got to come out of this mentality that the rules don't apply to you. Well, honey, they do. Honey, I've been in this for a long time, just 10 years on YouTube, 4 to 5 behind the scenes, with these white Becky and these Mexicans, which is in Wicca and in a college. But no, honey, it's the laws, honey, governing the sacrifice still pertain to me, and I know how to bind and move energy, then, honey, they still pertain to you. You're not getting out of the laws of sacrifice. You cannot get around them. No, you cannot. And I had to fully accept that, come out of all fantasy thinking about relationships, about love, about men, about my father, about the men around me, my brother. I had to come out of all of it. I had to stop thinking that in some type of way the rules don't apply to me. That, you know, I'm going to be the one that gets the Prince Charming, because guess what? I've seen a YouTube. I've seen a husband tag, and they look like, they look like they're just wonderful. And then believe things based on what I see, knowing I don't know those damn people, but I'm such in fanatical thinking that I'm going to believe that they are really Prince Charming. This is the Prince Charming thing, and that basically he saved her because that's what I want to be. Honey, I feel sorry if you are still connected to that to that lie, to that glamour. You're going to have a very hard life if you do not let this go, because ladies, men are human, and they are more human than you are because they live in their primal nature all of the time. We have been taught to suppress our earth-based primal nature. You know, keep your coat, legs closed. They make sex for black women, you know, something that, you know, you're either the whore or you're either the Virgin Mary. There's no in-between. And we have taken on that good girl. We've taken on the whore because we don't want to be the, quote-unquote, good girl. In some instances, we've accepted the mistress because we've seen what the wife tends to get. Men cheat anyway when we believe. And sometimes we accept the wife position because we don't want to be seen as a whore. See, all these things coming out, we're screwed. We're screwed. And we do all that, ladies, because we don't have a very healthy relationship with our earth element, with our root chakra and sacral chakra. We don't have a healthy relationship. And because we don't have a healthy relationship with those two, what we tend to do, unfortunately, is to lead out of the heart, to lead out of a feeling-based nature, not a raw primal-based, like I said, the men are. Ours is suppressed. So that's why he can make choices that are going to help him survive, and however which way he wants to survive, and then bring his heart into it next, which is the best way and the smartest way to do it, the way that we were created to do it. But no, ours is suppressed, so we don't have a good relationship with those two lower regions. So what we do is try to fuel the heart. We try to fuel the feeling, and we try to feel our way around obstacles, feel our way through circumstances, situations, occurrences, or events that are not for our best interest. And in that feeling, we rationalize. Oh, my gosh, ladies, I did it too. We rationalize what is showing up in our face, what we are seeing in reality, i.e. the root chakra, the sacral chakra. And we live out of the heart. When you were never supposed to live out of the heart, when you have an unbalanced root and sacral, you can have a heart-centered life when those two are balanced. If those two are not balanced, you cannot have a heart-centered life. You cannot. And unfortunately, everything, I mean, my gosh, everything from religion, from quote-unquote social norms, to quote-unquote emotional intelligence, to moral politics, pushes us to not be judgmental. It pushes us to just accept things as a woman in our heart, especially as a black woman, to accept that black man and all of his faults, because guess what? You know why he like that. I mean, everything, Disney, ladies, everything pushes us. Christianity, my gosh, that is a heart-based religion. Now, it was a sex-based religion in its conception, but everything is feel, feel, feel. and that is pushing the woman's heart center. You see, it's not budging on the man's heart center. They actually need some help in the damn heart, too. They have too much root and too much sapple. That's why theirs is messed up. We don't have enough. So they push this heart-based agenda, and we feel everything. Instead of standing in what it is, we feel what it should be, and we lose every time. Ladies, I know it because I did it. Because I did it. And when I sat down, and like I said, and I started to look at the shadow nature of myself and of people, I came into a completely different understanding about what this human incarnation is and what trauma does to people and how we live out of a broken heart because our other chakras are imbalanced, and more importantly, how to come back to a heart-centered, a healthy heart-centered life. And it's taken me a lot of time to get there. It's taken me a lot of time, a lot of study. Y'all get, you know, the 8 week cliff notes. But it's taken me a lot of time and a lot of mistakes to get to the point where I have a very healthy heart-based life that I can manifest from the heart and get whatever my desires are, stand in that feeling and stand in that feeling without the illusion and without the pretense and draw unto myself the things that I want because I'm not drawing them in any fantasy or any fanatical-based thinking. I'm drawing them based into reality and what I know what is and what is on the planet and how I want to get as close to what I desire, but I know that I will never fully get something that has never been created or something that never exists, which is this perfect man. So I even say this Jesus in husband form. So because I know that, I have a different relationship with men. I have a completely different relationship with the universe. I've reconciled my connection to the masculine form of God. A lot of you all cannot do that because you have masculine problems. And a lot of women cannot reconcile the goddess force, the feminine force of the supreme, because y'all know that's what we are. That's what the feminine force on this planet was always seen as and worshipped as in the image and likeness of the female first. But if you have mother issues, it's hard for you to even conceptualize that. Now I can. I can say that, you know, the force that is masculine, the force that is feminine, the force that is the two together androgynous, that force is beyond my comprehension. And it is what we call in witchcraft infinity. So I cannot in any type of way connect any feelings and lower form based feelings like discouragement or despair to that force because my earthly reflection of the feminine in my mother or the earthly reflection in the masculine as my father dropped the damn ball. No, I cannot. I cannot even put the two in the same category. One is the creator, the other is the created. And you just cannot. You just cannot put them together in the same vein. But a lot of you all do that. And I understand it, and it's because your heart center is off. So that's what we're going to talk about in our next 8 weeks, and we're getting ready to kick off because I'm getting ready to talk about some stuff with me and my story. I've never told my heart-based story, so this is going to be my first time telling it, and I'm going to tell y'all how I moved out of it, how I healed, and what love is, and the various forms of love so that you can discern them and you can find what I said at the beginning, acceptance of what is and get out of the pretense. Okay, let me get some water, and we getting ready to rock and roll.